I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The future is a mystery, but what's new in history? An episode of What's New in History, which is a show by Fan of History. I am Bernie. I am in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I am with Dan Horning, who is in Stockholm, Sweden. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Bernie.
And Dan is a Roman expert. And so I thought he might like this one. And I also was before we were going to so this is kind of a new way of doing some of these What's New in History, is sort of like finding out what's happening ourselves as I go. I read this article. I didn't put like tons of backstory into it and everything. We're just sort of two history nerds talking about this cool article. And I thought about using this one today because I'm in my 50s and I went into my downstairs bathroom, which has different lighting. And I was like, I got a lot of hair in my ears. I better get some tweezers and take care of that. So there's something to get. As we get older, we grow hair in extra places. So apparently in Rome, that was a thing too, to keep yourself, in Roman times, keep yourself clean, you know, hairless. So the title of this article is 2,000 Years Before Manscaping and Smooth Armpits, the Romans were seriously into hair removal, archaeological findings show. This is an article from June 3rd, 2023. Bethany Dawson is the author, and it was the original story here that I got is from Business Insider, and I will, of course, put that in the show notes. What they say is that a team of archaeologists is in England. They're working in Wroxeter, Roman City, in Shropshire, England. They discovered a huge collection of over 50 tweezers in a settlement that dates from the 2nd to the 4th century AD. And they also discovered a skin scraper, perfume bottles, jewelry, and makeup applicators, which, you know, shows how important personal hygiene and beauty were to the Romans, even these, you know, these provincials living in England at the time, Britain. They said that the hair removal practices were just as routine for men as they were for women, and noted that men who would engage in sports like wrestling would be expected to remove their body hair. This guy, the curator at the museum there, he says, This museum just opened last week, too. It says, you had to have the look, and the look was hairlessness, particularly the underarms.
I realize how different this is from a couple of centuries later. You don't see the Anglo-Saxons removing their body hair.
Probably not. No. Probably even the Anglo-Saxons around them.
Think of history before the Romans, that you see a lot of people with beards.
Yeah.
The Romans before Hadrian, not so many beards.
Oh, right. Hadrian is the one who, he kind of grew a beard, right?
Yes, because of his Greekophilia.
Ah, right. I really like this part that I read in the article. It's kind of like, gives you a little slice of what life might have been like. Here, this is a letter from Seneca, and he said he complained that the yelps of people would let out being plucked, and he said, "The skinny armpit hair plucker whose cries are shrill, so as to draw people's attention and never stop, except when he's doing his job and making someone else shriek for him." So basically it's like, come on over here and get your armpits plucked. Get your armpits plucked. And then as soon as he has somebody, they're, ah! I love that quote. You want to say anything about that before I say anything about shaving, what I think?
I wasn't aware of this. I knew the Romans didn't shave too much. That they did shave. But yeah. I didn't know they plucked their arms and ears. And
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. The armpits, man, that had to be the worst. I don't know. These are scissors, but. So, yeah, I was wondering, like, when do people shave, right? So I actually found it from, like, a shaving website. So, I mean, that seems pretty legit. Some company selling shaving equipment. It says that they believe the Stone Age men, they say, started shaving 100,000 years ago by using clamshells as tweezers.
What? That sounds exceedingly painful.
And difficult. Like, how many times you have to squeeze a clamshell? You don't use a tweezer. Sometimes you don't get it. Like, holy cow.
And so then it says, you pull out your beard with a clam. Just to look different than the Neanderthals.
I guess. Maybe just parts of it. Maybe you have nothing else to do. Just sat all day, just plugging your... You don't have a mirror either. Yeah. Someone had to do it for you. But you probably don't have to do it all the time. You know, let it grow and then to pluck. It lasts longer than a shave. I mean, yeah, no, it grows back. Oh, well. It says also about 60,000 years ago, a man discovered shaving and using sharpened obsidian and clam shells to shave their beards. So that would have worked.
Sharpened obsidian sounds a lot better than the clams.
Yeah, unless you stab yourself in the armpit with it or something. They said the Romans, did you know about this? They would celebrate their first shave with a party as a way of welcoming adulthood.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yes, normally at 14 years old.
Okay. And they say also that they had this a pumice stone to help you rub off stubble. I don't know how that would work.
What's that? That sounds terrible.
I know. I can't see how to get the hair out.
Time for your first shave, boy.
I know. You see pictures, they're clean. Well, we never saw pictures, but, in their statues.
Yes. And after that, you will probably need massage oils.
Probably you did.
To get your face back.
God. Yeah, they said that they had barbershops, and you could get a shave and stuff. And then they said maybe elite members of society would have had their own personal barber. So the richer you were, the less body hair you had. And so, like you said, around 100 AD, when Hadrian brought beards back.
You can see this so clearly on the coins that nobody has a beard before Hadrian. And then most do.
Oh, after Hadrian, they keep the beard fad going.
Yeah, he set the new fashion.
It's funny how long fashions lasted back then.
Yeah.
So in Egypt, let's see, what do they say about Egypt? It's obviously very hot in Egypt. Herodotus said that men and women, lower and upper classes, shaved their entire bodies top to toe.
That doesn't sound like it's the real thing.
I mean, do you see pictures of them? They have hair. And now these people are saying the Egyptians would craft fake wigs and even beards to wear. They said that they used they used creams like Nair, you know, some kind of natural Nair type of cream. They would repeatedly rub their faces, heads, and arms and legs with a pumice stone to remove all the hair.
Oh, my God.
They found gold and copper shaving razors in their tombs. So the elite used those too, at least. But yeah, they're very into being hairless in Egypt. Wow. Yeah, man, you put some Nair on you, then rub yourself with a cream, with a pumice stone. Whew. And then, of course, in Greece, we know they like to keep a beard. So they kept beards until about Alexander the Great, and then they started shaving their beards there. And they used razors. They said that Alexander the Great shaved his beard because he encouraged his soldiers also so they couldn't be grabbed by the enemy in combat.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Grabbed a beard and just yank him. And then, so when do you think we started getting the real razors? They said not really until the 1700s and 1800s. They invented the world's first safety razor by attaching a wood guard to a straight shaving razor. This allowed men to shave at home before everyone had to go to the barber shop. And then 1828, the modern concept of the safety razor came into the market in Sheffield, England. By 1895, a traveling salesman came up with the idea of a disposable safety razor, and then, how about this guy's name? In the early 1900s, with the help of William Nickerson, he developed the double-edged shaving razor, made it easier because you didn't have to keep sharpening the razor. So there you go.
Wow. So
but they found these tweezers in England, basically, and that's, you know, we know that they have, you know, 50 tweezers in a Roman place in Egypt. I'm sorry, in England. So, you know, they like to use tweezers.
So at the start of the day as a Roman citizen, you call up on your tweezer slave to pluck you.
Fuck. Can't. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the further you go back in history, the tougher the people were. Like these guys are using pumice stones and clamshells 100,000 years ago. And then, you know, the Romans are plucking their armpits with tweezers. And now we're like, I have like a 5-blade razor. I shave in the shower. I never get cut.
Well, I bet the Assyrians didn't have any tweezers.
No, they're manly men with some big-ass beards.
Yeah, they have gigantic beards.
For sure. I mean, you know, like, people, like, I think there's kind of, you're kind of hairier. Like, don't you think? I don't want to say it, though, like, in a weird way, but, like, people from that part of the world are a little hairier. You know, like, armor hair, and maybe the South Europeans were a little less in general. Because, I mean, if you're, like, a really hairy person from head to toe, you're not plucking at all, you know?
I think the Assyrians would laugh at people plucking themselves.
Yeah, exactly. We had gorillas on boats. Now we have people plucking every bit of hair out of their bodies. Oh, gosh. So, yeah. Well, if you when this episode comes out, if you guys want to have any comments on it or anything, please mention it on our Facebook page. You could message me on there. You could post on there. We always share the episodes on our Facebook page, so.
You can also send us a video where you shave yourself with a pumice stone.
Please, please send that too. But only like, you know, appropriate videos. Like make sure, you know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I meant the face.
Yeah, the face. You shove a challenge. Maybe Maybe we'll get a new sponsor. We'll competition with Marduk's Mattress Emporium. They'll be the Pumice Stone Razor Company from ancient days. Gillette. We have to. I'll come up. You guys, help me come up with a name for that. Like Gillette, you know, something else. Oh, that's funny.
I think I'll keep my beard.
Yeah, that's right. You have a beard now. It looks good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So keep those pumice stones away from me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for helping me with this episode again, Dan. And thanks to the listeners. Check us out on Facebook, like I said. Send me a message. Make some comments. And thanks. Cheers.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram and you'll see pictures of my beard.
Yeah, follow Dan Horning on Instagram. You're on Instagram then.
Zero pictures of pumice stones.
Zero pictures of pumice stones. But I will, hopefully if I remember, I'll use the pumice stone as the picture for this when I post this on Facebook.
All right. Thank you,
right,
Bernie.
Thank you, Dan. Okay, bye. Cheers.
Cheers.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/fanofhistory. Just $1 an episode would help us out. Thanks, and see you next time.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.